welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Oh, Lukey, Lukey, Lukey. You're the original.
Sweaty spaghetti. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Mr. Couture, what you been doing?
Feels like we just did a podcast because we went 4 weeks in between the last one.
I know, this is fast. This is a fast turnaround, 2 weeks. Was it did last weekend?
We did last week, I think.
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well.
Every day is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. We are back. I have to say that besides our business being closed, I loved quarantine. I feel like I kind of
loved it anyway that the business was closed.
Well, you know how I have like, I'm like neurotic about time and need to hurry and I'm wasting time.
Yes.
I don't want to do this and I got to hurry. And I didn't have no hurry.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It was amazing.
And you could live every day like that.
I kind of thought about that.
Because you don't have to hurry.
What am I hurrying for?
I mean, if you're late for work, who's going to know?
Well, not that. I'm always hurrying because my biggest thing is I'm going to miss out on something. I think I need to be doctor diagnosed with FOMO. Like, I don't want people to be doing things without me doing them with them. So
I don't think that's true though, because you usually don't even care what other people are doing.
No, I have major like so-and-so's on their Instagram at the lake. So-and-so's on their Instagram at this bar with their friends and their husband and their kids. And what am I doing? It's like, I got to be going, I got to do something. I got to be going somewhere and
well,
doing something.
Well, go get you a husband and some kids in a lake.
Okay. Too bad I hate everyone.
Well, I'm thinking you're doing exactly what you want to be doing.
No, it feels like, before quarantine, never enough. Still feels like that, but we haven't really gotten into the deep.
Never enough what?
Like, I'm never doing enough.
Oh,
like there's so much
accomplishing enough.
Yeah, like there's so much more to be had and be done besides laying on the couch watching 3 hours worth of TV. Yeah.
And quarantine says it's
exactly,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly what I wanted to be doing. So
I totally get that. So I enjoyed it.
We're back to reality. Back to watching our shows. Until there's no more shows, I guess.
Because we'll be reading history books in the fall.
Yeah, we won't have any more. No more.
Unless we watch reruns of the first seasons of shows we didn't watch.
Yeah, or that's been 10 years ago.
That's what I mean, the first seasons.
Well, we watched every season of Beverly Hills is what I'm saying, but I would watch the first season again.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago.
We didn't watch Miami. You never watched Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd ever show that again.
I still don't think they have.
Yeah.
And I never really watched Potomac either.
You watched Potomac because you liked it. And I was like,
I watched it this last season, yeah. Because the husband touched that camera guy.
Yes, yes. And it was all a big controversy in the media.
Yeah. Well,
so
watch. Let's talk about Below Deck Sailing. Did you
watch
it?
Yeah, I watched it. I just don't love it like you do.
Well, Jenna got in trouble for being all PDA with Adam, the chef.
With
the
captain, Glenn.
Yeah, so Glenn got her in trouble, and she basically just said, like, fuck off.
Yeah, like, I'm not supposed to show affection with the person I love?
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, no.
Not in a workplace.
Not while you're working.
Or not. This is my home and my workplace. I should be able to do what I want.
Yeah, and she was so defiant.
I know.
He should have fired her, but one charter left. She made herself look like doo-doo, so.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty embarrassing for her to watch back. Maybe not.
I don't know. But there's one more episode, and hopefully this one just blows me away because the previews looked really good.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah. Episode.
And then we have some Hannah, good, Hannah, Jane.
Yes, I can't wait till the new real Below Deck.
Yeah, Below Deck Med. Or they're not Med.
Is it Med? Yeah, they were in Croatia. They're
the
ones.
Spain.
Well, it's not Mediterranean, but it's in Europe.
Yeah. So, but we were watching also Below Deck reruns from when we didn't watch it with Kate and Captain.
Yes, the
Lee.
First couple of seasons.
Yeah.
See, that's what we'll have to look forward to.
Yeah, that season. I watched maybe 2 weeks ago. They were playing that series again. I watched like the last four episodes or something, and then now this weekend I watched the first four. That's like by far one of the best seasons.
Yeah. And
they fired the chef.
Not many people worked. I mean, watched.
Yeah, they fired the chef. The bosun cheats on his girlfriend at home with that crazy curly-haired girl. The curly-haired girl, Rocky, jumps off the ship because she's pissed that Captain Lee fires the chef. She gets back on the boat and works with Kate. She hates Kate.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why we started watching it.
I don't know.
I don't know why I didn't like it.
I don't know.
Because I tried watching it when it first came out, and I didn't like it.
I didn't hear about it for a while. Like, they didn't have a lot of previews or something.
Yeah, they didn't do a lot of press. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we're going to have Hannah.
Yeah.
And Captain Sandy.
I don't like Hannah or Captain Sandy, but I do like
the
show.
They make good TV, though.
Yeah.
I do. See, we like Kate.
And Captain Lee.
But we don't like Jenna
when he comes
on this
in,
one.
True. So when he comes in without his shirt on.
When Captain Lee, when daddy opens that patio door, you better look out. You woke him up.
They were all scared.
They were like, oh no.
Yep.
His little suntan ninis.
Yeah.
And his white chest hairs.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on out here? Yeah. That was a great episode for all you people who have no idea what we're
that
talking
about. That was
last
season.
It was one of the episodes Captain Link had to come out.
Kate and Ashton screaming at each other.
Yes.
So. But on Below Deck Sailing, back to that, they find the cocaine next week.
Yes, and it's a passenger.
It's a passenger.
It's not a crew member.
Is cocaine not allowed in other countries?
I don't think cocaine is legal.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Well, I didn't know because I was thinking.
That's where there's cartels.
Well, how would he get cocaine onto the boat then? Flew it there?
Smuggled it? Mm. Bought it in Greece before he got on the boat?
Sounds sketchy buying illegal drugs in a foreign country.
Well.
Remember that show, Locked Up Abroad?
No, I did not watch
that show.
I don't like it.
It was very scary.
Yeah, that's why I stay in Texas.
Well, they purposely
besides that
drugs. If you're gonna purposely smuggle drugs, you're gonna get locked up.
You're gonna
abroad.
Be in trouble.
They would like find these people on the side of the road and be like, "Hey, I'll pay you $2,000 to take these drugs to Europe."
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "Okay."
Yeah,
and they get locked up over there for a year.
Well, so yeah, next week better deliver because I've been waiting a whole season
to find out about the cocaine.
For this show to be getting good. And Paget and the threesome are going to have some kind of little falling out.
I think Georgia's going to tell him that she likes him.
Yeah, but I don't think she does.
I mean, the whole season she's been in love with him, so.
I don't think she has been.
You haven't been flirting.
She's been flirting, but she's kind of like, I think he likes me. She's not been that chasing him or anything.
Maybe. Well, let's move on to Summer House.
Yeah. Summer House is over.
Summer House is over, but we have a lot to talk about Summer House. There's something in my eye. I listened to Hannah have Luke on her podcast.
They're all fake.
Called Burning in Hell. Her last name's Burning.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, thought it was
That's
funny.
Cool. Hannah Burning?
Yeah, like B-E-R-N-I-N-G or B-E-R-I-N. It's like Burning.
Burning, okay. Yeah.
Anyways, she had Luke on her podcast, and they talked about how at the reunion, she was so mad at him. I don't know if you watched the virtual reunion. That was
No, I can't watch people in squares.
It was so shoddy and jumpy and
talking in a barrel.
Yeah. I don't know why they can't get on ESPN's level or even the news.
Well, there's still some in the barrel people on the news too. But
she talked to him about their fight and everything that they had going on. And basically, they got in a fight over some text messages that they wouldn't disclose what the messages said, but they didn't talk. Hannah decided not to talk to him until they got on the
reunion
to say that she was mad at him. So it's all premeditated. It's all
fake and immature.
Yeah. And Hannah is the same age as me, but listening to her on that podcast, she sounds like a 21-year-old little sorority girl.
Yeah, I heard her on Heather McDonald's podcast, yeah. And she would say something and laugh at herself, and her laugh like that. And and Heather wouldn't even, she'd be like, okay, so what you're saying is, like, not even acknowledge.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, and Luke, he's like, you know, I don't know if you know this term. This is what the kids say. Like a girl that's, like, edgy or, like, you know, not, like, typical, you'd be like, oh, I'm not like other girls.
Yeah.
And that's like a meme, like a thing, like you'd be like, oh, that girl, oh, she's not like other girls. Like, she thinks she's so,
she's all that.
Yeah. No, like, I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not a popular girl. I'm just like, I like
better.
I like records and I like, yeah, I like wearing Birkenstocks. Like, I'm like not like other girls, you know? Yeah. That's how Luke is.
They Which don't, is a condescending kind of.
Kind of like I don't watch TV.
Yes, I get that.
Okay, now you get it. So,
well, I mean, I was getting it, but it's like I've experienced people so remain nameless. Like, oh, I don't watch TV. Like, that's beneath me.
Yeah. So that's how he is, and so he's talking, and she's like a 17-year-old little valley party girl. So it's like they don't even mesh at all. Like he's like, well, Hannah, I just had like, she was like, who would you F, marry, kill, and like. Listed all three girls, you know what that game is, right? Yeah. All three girls in the house. And he's like, I don't want to do that. He was like, that's just going to get me in trouble. And she's like, you have to. You have to.
Oh.
So I listened to the whole thing, but basically the fight was a hoax and they do like each other, but they're not dating.
Okay.
That's
he can do way better than her.
Well, and she was like, what's up with the beard and what's up with the long hair? Because he lives in like the woods in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so tired of, he's been a model for, he's like, I'm so tired of people telling me I need to have a shaved face and telling me how to do my hair and telling me I need to work out and telling me I need to get tan and all this stuff. And it's like, so he's not like, he's not like other girls. Like he's so, he has a gross beard, gross hair.
He's above it all.
Yeah. Like he's trying to be.
Yeah.
Not like other girls.
Yes.
So,
well, what else with them crazy people?
Nothing. Let's go to Vanderpump.
Oh,
did you watch it?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, I've hated that show for the last 12 weeks now. So
yeah. Well, it was the anniversary of Tom Tom.
Oh, I did see that.
Anniversary.
And they did the photo shoot. I saw that.
Yes. And then they did the photo shoot at the other place with all the other people.
And they're expanding the walls. In okay, I did see
Yes. And they did a photo op of Tom's kissing each other like they did the other time. Mm-hmm. It's basically what they did was, like, they had a lot of scenes where they were, like wrapping up the season, like with Kristen and Katie and Stassi, and like, well, you know, we've come a long way.
They were wrapping up the series.
It looks like they did. They just wrapped it all up. They've got the new people. Danica, is she the one that's the manager that has to blow in the tube to drive her car? Okay. Danica went off on...
I did see that because Ariana and Stassi were trying to have a conversation about Stassi saying Ariana had no furniture.
Yes.
Which was actually Lala that said it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to see that in the reunion. Yeah.
And Shanna Light was...
Sheena.
Yeah. Sheena Light was like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, she was way too much. No,
told her to do that.
Yes. And she even talks like Sheena.
I know.
What the heck?
Did you see the interaction with her and Sheena together?
Yes. They were like, oh my God. It's like looking in a mirror, right?
I know.
It's just ridiculous. But I'm hoping they wrap it up because it's jumped the shark.
Yeah. I think the only way they can move forward is they have like a Stassi and Bo show, and then they have a Vegas Vanderpump.
That would be okay. The new people they brought on to try to revive it, they all flopped.
Yeah.
They are all terrible.
I think that's done.
Yeah.
The only way they could do is if they do, I think Stassi and Bo are the only ones I can hold, or maybe like a brick and
Did you
Jax.
See the houses they were looking for? They were house hunting.
Yeah.
Poor little Bo, he got no money.
Stassi's the only one that can pay.
Got no money.
He has no shame in saying that.
Yeah. He's like, I hope she can come up with a down payment.
What is a rent-controlled apartment?
It's, you live, it's like a government sponsored deal that you own the property, but you can only charge so much rent. So whoever lives in it only pays that much rent, and it never goes up and it never changes.
Wow, I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, it's socialism, but the government decides what the rent's going to be. And like, if I owned a building, I could not charge what I wanted to charge.
That's all of California?
No. Oh. It's just certain, like he said, I mean, I live in a rent controlled. It's supposed to help underprivileged, lower income, but it does nothing for the economy. It stifles growth, because if I own a building, why would I go own another building if the government's just going to tell me what I can charge and end up costing me money? So,
wow, that sounds amazing for a renter. I was like, what? Well, they go up on my rent every freaking year.
A lot of the landlords don't keep it up. It turns into the ghetto. It stays the ghetto. So I don't know where Bo lives, if they ever showed it, but it's usually not the best place.
Yeah, so that's all I'm thinking is going to go forward is...
Yeah, well, Stassi...
A Stassi and Bo show.
Yeah. Stassi said she was not into having the faux farmhouse shiplap style that other people have fallen.
She is such a bitch. Forever will be a bitch, but... That's the only way I think that this show can move forward. So take that as my prediction. So a Vegas Vanderpump and a Stassi and Bo show. So you have any predictions?
And they got to get rid of Lisa.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of Lisa.
She's definitely going to be in the next show. Whatever show it's gonna be.
Season with all the guys like talking about being with her and having her bra in their luggage. And I mean, just... Yeah. I fantasize about Lisa. I had a dream about Lisa. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, she's an attractive woman, but come on.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, Vanderpump's done. Poop, poop.
Yep. Anyways. All right.
What else?
I'm glad we don't have to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of New York. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I was laughing out loud.
New York?
Yeah.
Was in the stinkiest.
I absolutely loved the way that they were like, downtown. Downtown. Past 14th Street, downtown, like they were going to the slums and ghettos.
Well, they live on the Upper East Side.
Dorinda said, I haven't been to downtown since I've been summoned by a court, like jury duty.
Yes,
or
that's where all the courthouse and stuff is. That's where the Twin Towers were.
They couldn't have found a rich person?
I don't know. Like, yeah.
Or do they want to diversify it, I guess?
I don't know, because it's not like she's been friends with all of them.
No.
This is a brand new person, this...
No, she says she's friends with Tinsley.
She's been boxing with Tinsley for 2 months.
Yeah, and that weird trainer man.
What's her name?
Leah.
Leah, yeah.
So
I met Tinsley at boxing 2 months ago, and we really hit it off.
Leah takes the girls to downtown to a spa, because Luann says she thinks it would be great for them to mellow out so that Dorinda and Tinsley can be friends and be cordial. And so
just another week of them being in the worst place you can be if you're in New York.
Yeah, so they go to this like underground downtown
like a German or
sweaty,
Russian.
Yeah, they're wearing these like
spa.
Yeah, I think it's like these Russian hats, and they're doing like non-traditional spa things. Like it's not like
they get like the massage, they get like hit with these leaves and branches.
I think they did that on The Bachelor.
Oh, well, maybe.
And so they're doing like weird stuff, but
yeah. And then Sonia and Ramona are just disgustingly
inappropriate.
And Ramona's like, I don't know if I want to be beat up by trees, but if it's a hot guy, well, you know, whatever. And it's like, these guys were the totally opposite of hot. I mean,
I was laughing out loud. I thought it was so hilarious. Oh, that whole scene, the spa stuff, they were getting beat with the things, and Sonia was like, ow, it was too hard. It was too hard. And they were just like beating her with
and Ramona told her she was fat.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. So yeah, they do all that. And then, they do a intervention on Dorinda for her outrageous behavior to Tinsley last week at the vineyard.
Her rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's blaming it on her husband's death. It's like she's been on this show for how many seasons now? And now it's all about her husband's death.
Well, I think it's actually about her breaking up with John because she wishes she was still with her husband and she got left with John. That's what I saw on Juicy Scoop. So Heather McDonald's Facebook page has a lot of people analyzing
these
shows.
But they're saying it's like she's not dealt with her grief and blah, blah,
blah,
blah,
blah. No,
somebody
said, so it's like she's obviously still upset about her husband. So, but she had John to like deflect, but now she's breaking up with John. So now it's like she's like even.
Well, that's pretty.
So it's like even worse. And
that's
then
a pretty good analysis. I mean, it could apply, but.
And then Tinsley's just the easiest target to.
I think it's bull that. Okay, so maybe if that's the case, she just needs to be sad right now. Like, oh, my husband died. Not, I hate Tinsley and I'm going to chew her out every time I see her.
Somebody else said that Tinsley is. The privilege that Dorinda wished she had and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's all for the show. I'm very cynical when it comes to these shows lately.
Yeah, and so what do you think? I also read on the interwebs that people are thinking that it is a algorithm of whoever is the lead or the main character in these shows gets torn down to smithereens. So Kyle is getting torn down to smithereens.
Last season it was Lisa.
Yeah, and now it's Dorinda.
But why is Dorinda the lead and not Ramona and not Luann?
I don't know.
They've been there the longest. Luann and Ramona were the first season.
I don't know. But Ramona in the spa tells Dorinda, you're kind of going crazy. And then Dorinda was like, how about you? How about when you go crazy? How about you? And doesn't really take it at all.
Maybe they just pick which one they're going to.
Maybe. And then they go to Ramona's house to have a after party or a party throughout the week.
Yeah.
Of women.
Yeah.
And they start arguing again and then they make up like right at the end.
And did you notice how weird it was that they were just all standing up in the middle of the room?
Yeah.
Like nobody would sat at the bar. Nobody sat at her couch. Nobody.
I think it's because they were all fighting.
Not the other ladies. The other ladies are just looking at them like, what the heck's going on here? Maybe I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Maybe they're not used to a Real Housewives ambush in their parties.
Maybe. But it's not like, they weren't even sitting mingling or anything. They were just like standing, waiting for the stuff to happen.
Maybe.
It was kind of all staged. It was weird.
Yeah. I don't know. So, they're really pushing it on these Real Housewives. Andy better. I think you better go back to.
They need to revamp or something. I mean, I like. I don't know. I don't know what I would need to happen. I do know that I like the shows that have some men involved, like The Summer House, The Southern Charm, Southern Charm New Orleans. I like the the New Jerseys, where the guys are there, the Gorgas, mm-hmm. and so maybe they need to concentrate and do some more of that. I don't know.
I don't know, but
I think that adds better twist than just the women bickering over you said this and you said that and you won't share your feelings with me.
Yeah. So
nobody knows you.
Let's move on to Mr. Girardi's house.
Well, that was very weird.
Yeah, so I think they have some sort of a legal agreement that
he needs to be on so many minutes of the show every season, or
that they need to be married.
Well, how about this? The girls get there. He's sitting there like he's the king. Uh-huh. They all gather around for him to tell a story.
I know.
He tells the story, and Erica leans over and says, "Now do you get it?"
Yeah, that was very weird.
Like, this is why I'm married to him.
Yeah.
It just was so off-putting. And then I don't know who she said it to. And they said, oh, girl, I always knew. Like, who says that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Now you get it.
That was, I'm an advocate for Erica Jane, but that was very weird. That whole scene was weird.
Why would she have to feel like she needs to explain why she's married to Mr. Girardi? Everybody should know, and who cares?
And, Monique, buy a class.
wrong show.
But can we please get a hold of the stylist to not put us all in the same outfit?
What the heck? And then they walk in and start screaming at each other?
Yeah.
And I love that dress.
And even Garcelle's
in it. Who wore it better?
Erica. And even Garcelle was in the same.
It was kinda. The same style, but she had the thigh-high purple boots.
And it wasn't the cheetah. Like, it was kind of like, theirs was kind of like zebra.
Yeah.
Pink zebra looking. Yeah, yeah. So that's all I got from that episode. What else happened? Oh, yeah. And Garcelle said how terrible Kyle was dressed.
Yes. And I agree. She looks like, literally, she looks like she's trying to be Lisa Vanderpump. Like 60-year-old.
With the hair up.
Matronly. The hair up. And I'm sorry. If she had bangs for her show that she was in, they should have been growing out at least an inch by now. She keeps trimming them. She's trimming the bangs. Because I think they were shorter this week than they were last week. But so, just saying.
So that maybe she's not mad about the bangs.
Maybe the bangs are not her problem.
Yeah.
That's just something that came out.
No, the problem is that everybody's fake bitches.
Yeah, exactly. And Denise, I mean, they're all just like fighting with each other for what? Sutton? I mean, well, who is she even?
No, it's just, I don't even. She brings nothing to the show.
No, I mean, I don't know.
She's not even pretty.
No. And I mean, it's like, does she have any children? Does she have a husband? Does she have boyfriends? What does she have? What is she? I mean, nothing.
Yeah. These shows, man. Andy, you've had a lot of time to think in quarantine. You better be thinking hard.
That's right. You've had your baby. He's two now. You need to get back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. What else?
Anything else happened on that episode?
Not that I can think of. Denise was late because her daughter was going to prom or something or homecoming or whatever. And that, I swear, I don't know if any of our listeners would agree, but I like to see who people look like, you know, what parent they look like or whatever. Her daughter, which is Charlie Sheen's daughter, looks exactly like Emilio Estevez, which is Charlie's brother.
Yeah.
So much.
I looked at those pictures and I didn't see it.
She doesn't look like Denise at all, and she doesn't look like Charlie. She looks like Charlie's brother. But anyway, that's my opinion, and so that's what I got out of that episode when I saw the daughter.
Well.
Like, wow. So,
what else? Did you watch any other shows?
I did watch, I don't know if it's an older one, but it was the finale of The Shaws.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea what's even happening.
They had another party at that blonde girl with the far apart eyes.
Sarah.
House, yeah. Who was R. Kelly's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened with that storyline. But anyway, she had another party for some reason. They're all going to the party. Well, Reza's little bitchy husband, what's his name?
I don't know.
He tells Reza he doesn't feel comfortable dropping the, restraining order against Tommy because he's still afraid of him. You can drop the charges about all of the vandalism he did, but I don't feel comfortable dropping the restraining order. So then Reza started like, so Reza tells
MJ?
No.
Nima?
No. Maybe it was Nima.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. And it wasn't Mike because Mike didn't go to the party because he was mad about something else. But MJ found out. So they're at the party and they had, you know, and Rez is like, what am I supposed to do, MJ? I mean, your husband came to my house. He's threatened us. You know how he talks.
Yeah.
So that's basically the thing that happened. They ended not making up.
Okay. So they're still not friends.
They're nobody's friends.
Well, that show's also over. I hope that Bravo...
I don't know what's going to happen.
All we're going to watch is Summer House.
They could have shown Mike and more of his business. Mike with his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
She has kids. What's going on with them? I mean, they did show Gigi with her baby stuff, but less Destiny, less all of it. More Shervin. More swerving Shervin. Less MJ. She makes me so out of breath.
And they didn't go on any trips.
No. They went to Las Vegas?
Yeah, they usually go to the beach. Remember MJ, like, all
they
naked?
They went to Hawaii?
Oh, okay. One trip. Yeah, remember MJ all naked on those, like, lounge chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. These reality shows, and then they're even going to get worse, so.
I know, because they're going to do Summer House in their own apartments or something.
Yeah, kind of like a Big Brother. That might be interesting.
Isn't that what they were already doing?
That is what they're already doing, because they barely went out.
No.
And when they went out, they would just do the same things they did at the house.
And they had other people at their house parties.
Yeah. That was so they don't really need to go out to have a show. Yeah. It's not like, I mean, Housewives, when they go and they, you know, go to
a charity
lunch,
event. And
yeah, or go to lunch on a barge or whatever. Yeah.
Well, Andy better be have working on quarantine. How about, have you watched Atlanta Reunion or no?
I watched just that part that we talked about last week. Oh, I didn't watch anymore.
I haven't watched anymore either. I do have some other things that we can talk about.
Okay.
Well, I watched Total Divas, of course.
Yes, you watched the twins.
I'll tell you a brief synopsis. So Total Divas, right now, they're not pregnant yet. But Nicole is going to freeze her eggs without turning them into embryos, so it eliminates Artem from the equation altogether.
Yes, because we can substitute any other sperm of choice at the time.
And so I feel like it's probably not good for them to be watching it back, because it's like,
yeah,
the whole time it seems like she's like, I like Artem, but and then they accidentally get pregnant.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
It's kind of like when you watch The Bachelor after it's already happened.
Yeah.
You should not.
And so she's going to be pregnant, or she is pregnant and engaged, but like this whole time she was like not interested in getting pregnant or engaged.
And now she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then their big argument that
makes you wonder what's the real story though.
I don't know. I don't think she planned on getting pregnant. I think she accidentally got pregnant, and then she was like, well, now that it already happened, I guess. But she did want to be pregnant, but she just didn't know if it was with Artem.
Yeesh.
And so they live in Phoenix, and their neighbors, Bree and Nicole, they live next door to each other, and Nicole got her house all redone. Bree has a baby that's like 3 years old.
Yeah.
And she was demanding, since they were neighbors, that Nicole put a fence around her pool. And Nicole said, no way. And so they, like, had this huge fight. And the mom had to get involved and the brother
had
to get involved.
So the sisters live next door to each other?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they just went crazy.
Well, that seems like some real everyday problems
I know.
There.
I love like that show. It's like the most legit. So, yeah. Should I get pregnant with Artem? And do I have to put a fence around my pool? And the brother got involved and was like, you can't tell her what to do at her house. She's like, well, then I'm never going to her house.
Well?
And he was like, well, why? He goes, they thought it was going to be so cute, like summer camp, to live next door to each other. He said, it's only been 1 month and they already are screaming and fighting.
I love that. Yeah, they should live like across, you know, the street at least.
Yeah.
Across
and she
town.
Was like, what if Birdie sneaks out of the backyard into your backyard and falls in the pool? She was like, watch her.
Yes, I hope you know where your kid is.
Yeah.
What if she sneaks out and goes in the traffic? Is that my fault too?
Yeah. So, well, that's like their roles. Nicole's like the crazy party girl.
Yeah.
And Bree's like the granola mom. So it's like they're always having to play those roles. So I love it though. I wait for it every Thursday.
Huh. Very good. Maybe I'll have to start watching. There's nothing else to watch.
I know. And I haven't been keeping up with the Kardashians because ever since Kim beat Khloe's ass or Courtney's ass,
Courtney,
I haven't watched it, but it's because the next episode I watched after that, Scott was going to have to do a speech. And so Kim was making him practice his speech. He was doing like some public speaking and it was like, pretend like you're doing a speech right now. And it was like so terrible and stupid.
Yeah. I've never really enjoyed their life, but we've been watching some Netflix stuff, Dead to Me. Season 2.
Yeah, people said that show's good.
Very good. Did not disappoint. We finished it in like a week, though. They don't have enough episodes, so we're done. What else did we finish that was so good? Ozark. Man.
Everybody says that show's good, too.
That's so good.
I'm not watching any of these shows that people say are good.
Well, it's just those two. We are watching Sopranos.
Yeah.
We're still on it.
I hope it finishes. I want it to finish.
Oh, we probably have another season, though.
I know. Well, I just paid for the season, so it might as well.
Yeah.
We do have more Bravo drama. I have some other topics as well, but Cameron has officially left
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Not because her husband cheated on her. I don't know how that
was the rumor.
That's how it got leaked.
Are you sure though?
Well, she said no. I don't know what's true.
Other people are saying he did. Like Thomas Ravenel.
T-Rav.
T-Rav tweeted.
I love T-Rav.
Why would he lie?
Yeah.
What good would it do
I don't
him?
Know if he has some problem with Cameron.
No, but in his tweet, he blamed it on Patricia.
Oh, yeah.
He said,
what do you call her?
Keep emulating your role model.
Yeah. Crown wearing.
I don't know what he said. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Well, T-Rev wasn't even on the show last year because he's in jail.
No, but
so
Patricia,
I'm saying he probably doesn't have any personal, skin in the game.
I think maybe he knows.
Yeah. So I also heard that Chelsea and Naomi.
Chelsea who? Which one's Chelsea?
Chelsea. One that talks like she's got a little bit of a southern whistle.
Sure. She's a slur.
She says, Shep. Stop acting like a jackass, Shep.
That's her.
So she's not going to be here this year. And Naomi.
She's got too many hair appointments to take care of, I guess.
Yeah. Who said she was just a hairstylist?
I don't know, but she is.
One of them. She's just a hairstylist. And we don't know about Madison.
So it's Madison. They were supposed to partner together.
Madison. Yeah, they were.
Madison.
But really, I only care about Catherine because she's entertaining and the boys.
Yeah.
So.
And they better get some better boys because Shep is getting really boring. Austin, well.
Yeah. Austin's the only one that brought a storyline last time.
Whitney. He's not even in it.
He's not even in the show. No.
He's too old for all of them.
Yeah.
They need to get more people, but they need to be careful.
Yeah.
Gone too.
We don't want another Vanderpump.
Her controlling Middle Eastern doctor is telling her she can't do it.
It's probably bad for his business.
Yep.
Well, Andy came off like a total ass.
Yeah. They edited him bad.
Yeah. So maybe Southern Charm New Orleans will come back on.
I know. I liked it.
And it's been a long time.
It has been. I follow Tamika on Instagram and she's doing stuff daughter.
I follow John Moody. He was at his mom's house and showing some painting on the wall. And he was like, they love like my art from when I was young. And it's like, he thinks it's bad, but it was like this huge mural.
Oh, wow. They need to put him on more.
He could have his own show.
He could have his own show.
So,
but maybe Southern Charm New Orleans will come back.
I don't know.
What about Real Housewives with Dallas?
Well, Potomac's supposed to be coming.
Well, Potomac's supposed to be in the shoot. They put it off, right?
Well, it's already been recorded, though.
Oh.
I think. I heard.
Okay.
That it was in the shoot. And Real Housewives of Utah has been put on hold. Salt Lake City.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, but it's been put on hold.
Oh, that's going to be a whole different ballgame. Are there like sister wives, housewives?
I don't know.
Real sister wives. Yes.
I think we already had that show.
So. But I like that show too.
True. It's expensive to live in Utah.
What's it called? Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's that. Also.
Dang.
Candy was on The Masked Singer, and you guessed
it. I knew
it
was her.
Yeah, she was that purple thing.
I called it. It was Candy Burris.
I don't watch that show, and I think it's really weird, but I did really want to know who everybody was.
I did, too. And
Jesse McCartney was one of them.
Who?
Jesse McCartney.
I know. And I can't even figure out what the rules are. Like, how do they get eliminated and go on to the next level or what?
I don't know.
Because they give clues?
And how long are they on there? Is it like a full season or is it 1 week?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, Candy was one of them. So, I have some other hot topics that we've already talked about it, but we got to talk about it. The Call Her Daddy drama.
Oh, yeah. Call me. Is Call Her Daddy?
Yeah. Because, like, when it's a man, it's like, oh, that's daddy. Like, that's my daddy. Yeah. But it's like, do you call her daddy? Like, she's the man.
Okay. Okay. So, because then when Portnoy got on, he said daddy speaking.
Like, he's the daddy.
Yeah. He's a daddy.
Yeah. So daddy's just supposed to be like a power, you know?
I got you.
So Call Her Daddy drama. Long story short, Sophia, this is a Barstool Sports podcast hosted by Sophia and Alex, if you don't know, that talk about sex, love, mostly
dating,
sex. Mostly sex.
Raunchy.
And this
raunchy,
is...
Raunchy girls.
Yeah. This is a podcast that Dave found on the internet. They had recorded a couple of episodes, and Dave, the president of Barstool, found it on the internet and was like, "Let me come to Barstool. Let's make you famous." Long story short, they blew up to be the number one podcast within like a year.
Yeah.
On the world. Number one podcast in the world. It was actually number two behind Joe Rogan. And the girls decided they wanted to negotiate for higher money, more money, and more ownership of the actual podcast themselves, because Barstool owned the whole podcast, because they're the only reason that this podcast even got famous.
Yeah.
So, long story short, Sophia gets a boyfriend who works for HBO Sports, which is kind of a rival to Barstool Sports. He puts his two cents into their business and decides that they should ask for more money. They should ask for the IP, which is ownership of the Call Her Daddy name, and basically try and screw over Dave, because he thinks and tells them that they're worth way more than what Dave's giving them. But mind you, Dorit, they signed this contract when they had nothing.
And they were nobody.
So Dave really didn't undermine them. He didn't know them, and nobody else did either. So Dave goes insane with the new stipulations and requirements brought to the girls by this HBO guy, and says, no way, absolutely not. They go back and forth and try and negotiate, and it turns up and blows up into a huge shitstorm within this last week. That's what happened. So it's been great, great fun and great.
Well, so the podcast had gone silent for weeks.
4 weeks, I think.
And so he got on the podcast.
Because he owns it.
Titled it Daddy Speaks, and just spilled everything that's been going on, because it's all been kind of just gossip. But he spilled the beans, gave all the
money.
The money, the contract talk, his willingness to renegotiate the contract, even though he didn't have to.
Yeah.
And that basically Sophia, in his words, the girl with less talent.
Yeah.
Because he said Alex seemed to be the more talented one, but Sophia came along with her. And she's the one dating the HBO guy.
Yeah.
Suit, they call him.
Suit man.
And he said Sophia and Suit were grinding in their heels and not budging, where now Alex is like, hey, maybe we should negotiate. Yeah. So he said,
because he negotiated when they came to him and asked for more, he actually negotiated a huge raise, like from $75,000 to $500,000 plus part ownership in the name of their brand.
Right.
Which they had no ownership in the original.
Right. So he made them a pretty good deal,
considering they're still only 1 year into this
business. According to anybody's standards. And Sophia is still listening to her suit guy.
Yeah.
And saying no. And so now Alex and Sophia are fighting, and they're not a team anymore. And then, long story short, Alex is coming back. She made the deal. So Sophia's out.
Yeah.
So, and it's next week, next Wednesday.
Yeah. She said, see you effers next Wednesday.
Yeah. So we're going to have to listen.
We're going to have to stay tuned. If it was a publicity stunt, it worked like a true genius on me because I have been checking the Twitter every day to see if there's a new video, a new tweet, a new statement.
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I mean,
I don't think he would have divulged all that info if it was just he might have just said, "Oh, they're beefing. Oh, they're fighting. Yeah. Let's see what will happen." You know what I mean?
Yeah, and especially with the other guy from HBO involved, if it had been just the two girls, maybe like, "Hey, y'all, let's come up with this plot."
Yeah. Well, and again, it's only been a year and they're the number two spot on Apple. It's not like they need something to, they could have just kept making episodes.
Yeah.
They don't need a bunch of like revamp and re.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've only been out a year.
Yeah. I believe what they're saying is absolutely true.
Yeah.
They got greedy. The boyfriend got greedy.
Well, the boyfriend said, "Hey, I work for HBO. You know how much we're paying so-and-so? You know how much we're paying so-and-so? And you guys are getting $75K for number two spot on a platform."
Yeah. So that's been very interesting. Yeah. And Dave Portnoy is really making a name for himself. He's on Fox News a lot because he is making a lot of tweets and videos about the pandemic situation and the lockdowns.
He's very vocal about business and his beliefs.
And his capitalism beliefs. He said he's not really a political guy, but he needs to open his business.
Yeah. So.
So.
True that. Yeah. So. I just love all the business aspects. And I've been watching, I mean, before pandemic, they would do what they call like The Office. Like they would show it like The Office. They would play the songs from The Office.
Yeah.
And they would record the whole day at Barstool. Like them doing stuff and doing stupid stuff. And then they'd be like, "What did you think about this?" And he'd be like, "He's so stupid." Like just like on The Office.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And
where
I would
have the interviews.
Yeah. And I loved watching that. They'd be like, "Oh, today's like the World Series." And it'll be like, "So-and-so is going there. So-and-so has to watch this." And it's just really interesting. So.
Well, good.
Maybe I can work at Barstool, but I don't know anything. I don't have any sports.
You need to DM him. You don't need to know sports. What does Call Me Daddy know sports?
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
I've DM'd him like 100 times, so he hasn't read them yet.
Keep doing it.
So that's an interesting drama. And I have one other drama. Jeffree Star, my favorite makeup brand personality.
Yes. YouTuber.
Personnel, whatever. He dropped his new palette today, or last week. And it's titled Cremated. And it's supposed to be, it's like a play on like a gothic. It's all the eyeshadows,
gray.
Black, gray, white, like all like, it's his version of a neutral palette. He said, because he usually does all the crazy stuff, the crazy
colors. Smoky colors.
Yeah. And the packaging's all white and it says Cremated on the front. And he's like, I grew up as the goth kid, and he'll like show pictures of him in high school where he had like the spiked mohawk. Like he was that weird, freaky kid. And so he just called it Cremated because it's like death. Like, you know, like all the gothic kids are so into.
Yeah.
And so they said it's
That's
a really
not good in a candy.
It's a really insensitive time to have a palette called Cremated.
He could have called it Corona.
So he dropped it. He made the video like, "Here's my palette." He shows it. He shows all the colors. He does makeup looks with it, you know, all this PR. And then the next day he had a video that said defending Cremated palette. And he's like, "Okay, you guys, like that is, you know, something special to me. Like it's not, I'm not trying to be derogatory." And
who cares?
I know.
Then what you call your makeup palette?
Well, somebody else said one of the other prototypes was called Deceased. He didn't go with that one.
I guess he could have called it Nursing Home Dead. I don't know.
I guess that was too far.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the makeup world was going crazy on that one.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I want the palette.
I do too.
It's expensive.
How big? How big? How big of money you got to pay?
I think it's like 50.
Oh.
When you can get a Morphe one for like 15.
Yeah.
20.
I'm not that fancy.
Yeah. So it's kind of a collector's item, all of his stuff.
Oh, who's going to buy it?
Me?
But I mean, like, who's collecting? Like,
well, like, it's like you get it for the name and the packaging and the, you don't get it because it's like at Ulta for, you know, $20.
So you don't get it because you like the makeup?
No. You get it because it's the statement.
Oh, but like, again.
The cremated statement.
Who's going to see it? Who's going to say, oh, look, Lindsay has Jeffree Star makeup.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Your Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Instagram.
Duh.
It's so. Like, oh, welcome to my home. Come and look at my makeup.
Yeah. That's how my house is.
It is. It is. Okay.
So.
Oh, well.
I think that's all we have, unless you have something else.
No.
We'll be watching shows this week. It'll be back to working.
Back to working.
Back to reality.
Back to life.
Back to life. Back to reality. All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Lindsay R. Traha.
And G.
Traha Home.
Traha Home.
What would you do without me? Don't forget to subscribe.
I'd be lost.
Share. And like.
Bye.